Welcome to another EAH podcast with Mia Young,
Alex Aubin,
Sophia Papp,
and Anya Peters.
All right, this is First Love by John Clare. I ne'er was struck before that hour with love so sudden and so sweet. Her face it bloomed like a sweet flower and stole my heart away complete. My face turned pale as deadly pale. My legs refused to walk away. And when she looked, what could I ail? My life and all seemed turned to clay. And then my blood rushed to my face and took my eyesight quite away. The trees and bushes round the place seemed midnight at noonday. I could not see a single thing. Words from my eyes did start. They spoke as chords do from the string, and blood burnt round my heart. Are flowers the winter's choice? Is love's bed always now? She seemed to hear my silent voice, not love's appeals to know. I never saw so sweet a face, and as that I stood before. My heart has left its dwelling place and can return no more.
So based on this poem and our discussion, our question we want to discuss today is if this is a poem titled First Love, and it mentions, like, a woman so sweet, why is there all this darker imagery or negative connotations towards this interaction, and what does it reveal about their relationship?
Mm-hmm. I feel like from a first read, there's a lot of confusion going on, because if it is his first love, he doesn't really know. These are kind of like foreign feelings to him. So even though she's like this beautiful, he thinks she's this beautiful, whatever he said, bloomed like a sweet flower and like all this stuff. Like there's something that she's doing to him that's not right, and it's making him feel bad. So I feel like his emotions are kind of like unbalanced between good and bad.
Yeah, I like how you said like it's kind of like a foreign concept. Mm-hmm. The first love, like. It's describing a first love interaction as not necessarily being positive.
Yeah.
Like, being so overcome with emotion. Like, you're just confused.
Like, you don't know what to do with yourself, yeah.
I think some of the imagery is very, like a stark contrast. It's kind of, like, you can understand, okay, first love, you know, a little bit frightening. But then, like, something as if, like, the blood rushed to my face and took my eyesight quite away. Like, blindness is... something interesting to consider, because if she's so wonderful, then why can she not?
It's
why
recording.
Can you not see her?
I don't know what's happening.
Usually technical. It's off. They can't hear.
What?
It's off.
Yeah.
Now it's on.
Okay, we're good. We're good.
Please excuse that interruption. Okay.
All right, so keep going with what you're saying.
The line we were discussing was lines 9 and 10, and then the blood rushed to my face and took my eyesight quite away. So I suppose you could be like
blind
from the emotion, but.
That's not how he described it. Like, he described it as more like a negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when people say, like, oh, she took my breath away, or, like, oh, like, I was blinded by the beauty. Like, that's so different from blood rushed to my face and took my eyesight away.
These lines remind me of the phrase blinded by love. So, like, because you're so in love, you're blinded by what is truly there or what is truly happening between you two.
So in a more, like, toxic kind
of manner. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And you also notice, like, if you think about it in real life, so this is captioned first love, not, like, love of my life. Like, mm-hmm. First love is very different than the person you end up with.
Right.
That's very true. Like, a lot of the emotions are much more intense and, like, dramatic. As, like, we can see with, like, his, like, kind of, like, explanation of how, like, the blood rushed to his face and took his eyesight away. And, like, blood also relates back to your heart and, like, emotion. So I think that has some kind of, like, symbolism and contextual, like, meaning.
Yeah, like go ahead.
Sorry. This could also be, like, a reflection of, like, a learning experience, maybe, because he's so... He, like, contrasts the two feelings or the two, like, emotions so much. And it's his first love, obviously, so it could be, like, a learning experience.
Yeah. Continuing, on line 13, it says, like, I could not see a single thing. Words from my eyes did start. They spoke as chords do from the string, and blood burnt around my heart. So, like, continuing with that blindness, this is, I mean, a little bit more interesting than just being blinded by beauty.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that communicated to him and somehow, like, really impacted him. And then, like Anya said, like, blood has to do with the heart and a little bit. And so, like, blood burning around my heart is a more dark image, like,
it's
something.
Painful.
Almost.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we saw deadly pale my face turns deadly pale in the first stanza, and my blood burnt. It's, I don't want to say, like, burning blood Like, what image comes to your mind?
It's like death. Anger.
Not for me, not just death, like...
How?
How, yeah, like, you know, yeah. Like, this is almost like, I think it's implying that the first love is kind of like, you
torturous.
Know...
Torturous.
Mm.
Like, you know, it's not going to be the one. You know, you're young, exactly. You're naive, you're not seeing correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be completely seduced and just jump into something.
Mm.
Like, appreciate the love. I don't know.
No, I understand what you're saying. It's kind of like, it's like almost like explaining how all these emotions are so intense, but again, this is the first love, so it's... just everything's more heightened because you are, like Alex had said, experiencing these things for the first time that, you know, might be foreign.
Mm-hmm. And I think, like, with love also comes, like, hatred, which is, like, where you could be getting, like, that hell idea.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, when you're in love with the first person, like, your first love, it also could be seen as, like, when people say, like, love hurts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, like, love hurts. Like, this guy loves this woman so much, but...
And we can kind of, like, get a feel.
Wrecking him.
Yeah, we can get a feel for, like, how this came to be. I mean, the first line, I never was struck before that hour with love so sudden, so sweet. So something, like, striking you
yeah.
is mm-hmm. obviously, like, there's intense. An impact. It mm-hmm. came all of a sudden. And he does say it's sweet, so obviously, like, it was love.
Yeah.
There was something good about it. But to be, struck by, like, Cupid's arrow is what people say.
Yeah.
And like you said, like, love comes with all these other... factors variables, like hatred, chaos, and like all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's definitely just it's like this whole poem is like filled with all those emotions,
the aspects of like what comes with it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Almost kind of like love takes control of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
as a drug, love is a drug.
Yeah, just like you said, saying. And took my eyesight quite away. So mm-hmm. it just like
and he said like my life and all seemed to turn to clay. So it's, like, perhaps, like, she could mold him or something.
Mm.
Or, change him. So, I mean, something is molding him, either the love or the other person in the relationship.
He's not in control.
He's not in control
of his life.
What do you think it means, like, bringing up that he's not in control? Mm-hmm. My heart has left its dwelling place and can return no more.
Okay, I was looking at that, and I think that means it's, like, so my heart has left its dwelling place. So his heart, before meeting this or seeing this woman, it was kind of like in this place. You know, he never experienced things. And when it says, and can return no more, I think it's kind of saying, like, since he's experienced these feelings and this kind of, like, affection and, like, the emotions that he has, he can no longer just, like, not have that experience. Like,
yeah.
he's, like, matured from that place that he once was.
Yeah. I wonder if this movement is... for the better or for the worse?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Experience, I couldn't tell if it was negative.
Yeah, is it the former place, a place of, like, innocence, maybe? Mm. More innocent, like, unexperienced.
And, like, an
but
unexperienced
also without
heart.
Love.
Yeah. I saw this almost, like, I know we talked about how, like, Ian said, like, your first love isn't always the one.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw this last line as, like, she has it. Like, she has his heart. And he, like, it can never, like... It can never return because she has, like...
I
interpreted it more towards what Sophia was saying. It, like, once you've loved once, you're always going to long for that feeling. Like, you can't go back after you've had a first love. Mm-hmm. You can't, like, think about it the same. Like, when you're a kid, like, you hear people talk about love. You hear, like, people... Until you, like, first have that first person that, like, changes your world and, like... You can't even describe it. Like, words can't describe it. You can't go back to just living, like, a regular life after.
Does the narrator feel like that, Ian?
I like Mia's jokes. Interpretation, too.
No,
because,
me too.
I mean, someone else has your heart, that would kind of go along more with the other lines, like, my life and all seemed to turn to clay.
Yeah.
Like, it would continue with the theme of her
she took
kind
it.
Of having this, like,
control
of
him.
Him.
Yeah.
For sure. I see both, to be honest. Like, really,
I just don't see the girl as the one controlling him. Like, I know you say it as clay, and she can, like, mold him to what she wants, but I see it more as, like...
Love itself is the thing that's controlling him.
Like, that's the impact. That's what's impacting him.
Yeah,
I feel like love isn't a physical thing, but, like... You can...
It's emotional.
Yeah, but, like, a heart is a physical thing, and, like, it sure it represents something that's not physical in this case.
Yeah.
But I feel like because she's something that's physical, that's something that she can, like,
especially
take.
With the talk of, like, blood
literally
and
take.
Stuff, and, like, so much physical description, you can't help but picture, like, someone's heart.
Her taking someone's,
I think an interesting couple lines we haven't really mentioned yet. Starting line 17, are the flowers the winter's choice? Is love's bed always snow? Like, that imagery doesn't really fit in with much of the rest of the poem. And, I mean, what do the flowers in the winter and love and snow represent in this point? I was kind of trying to figure that out.
Like, what does love's bed represent? Because, like, it says, is love's bed always snow? Like, usually when you think of love, you think of something warm.
Flowers.
Not, like,
love always cold.
Yeah. Cold, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe love's bed represents, like, the death of love.
Like,
where it lays.
Yeah, where it lays. And that can be cold.
Like, the first thing that pops into my head is just, like, the image of a snow bed. You know,
yeah,
like, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Flowers of winter's choice. Yeah. What is that?
I was wondering if winter is supposed to be, like, the narrator, someone, like, cold without love, and then flowers, like, the sweet, beautiful girl.
When they come in spring.
So it's, like, are flowers winter's choice?
The
opposite. Like, flowers
again.
Are beautiful, but are they compatible? Is it what's meant to be?
I understand that.
And I think that can play the opposites of, like, flower to winter can also play back into, like, what we are seeing with, like, the, like, him describing this woman, like, she's sweet, she's, like, all of this, but, and then a lot of, like, the more negative kind of, like, hellish connotations and, like, words and, like, descriptions that we've seen. Mm-hmm. So I think that plays back and kind of, like, rounds out what was discussed before in the previous two stanzas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but is love's bed always snow still kind of stumps me.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, I can, like, when you think of a bed, like, I don't remember who said it. I think you said it. Like, I think of lying, like, where someone lies to rest, like, peaceful, like, final resting, like, death. And, like, snow is cold.
So that would kind of make sense that, like, passion would die in a cold. Like, people can also describe cold as, like,
and again,
lack,
like,
of emotion.
First love, like, it's not going to last. It's just a first love. So it's, like,
so maybe it's, like, if it's a first love, does it always have to die, like,
so coldly?
So coldly
also,
and sadly.
Does it have to be a bad thing?
Yeah.
No, this is another thing. Because it's a question, I feel like it inflicts confusion. And I feel like he's kind of confused about his emotions throughout the whole poem. So I feel like this love that he has with this woman, like, is cold and kind of not heartless, but, like, not warm, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's obvious, like,
so I feel like he's, like, confused. Like, is love always supposed to be cold? Like, because he doesn't know, because it's this foreign thing.
Maybe this is he wrote this poem, or the speaker of the poem, is, like, this is after he's gone from the first love, after the first love relationship has ended, and the reason it would be, it was his first love, it should be this amazing thing looking back on it, because it was his first love, but it ended, so it's sad. Was it a good thing, or was it a bad thing? Is it always have to be cold?
Yeah.
And do you think, and then, like, thinking about it like that, when you go back to the last line, my heart has left its dwelling place and can return no more, like, the whole, like, maybe this person, like, physically, like, they feel like they can't feel love anymore because of how it ended. You know, if that makes sense. Like, they don't have a heart anymore.
Yeah.
Quote, unquote.
Or at least they can't feel love the same way.
Or they can't go back to just the way they
used
approached,
to live.
Approached, like, people in the first.
Their idea of love is changed.
Changed completely.
Like, once you have that first, like, you completely warps your entire viewpoint of, like, liking someone or
in your life and just how you think of things in general.
Right.
It's all warped and changed. Maybe not warped,
and you
but changed.
Yeah, you can't go back.
I think another interesting pair of lines that I don't fully understand is, she seemed to hear my silent voice, not love's appeals to know. And, like, a silent, what is something that she would hear that doesn't have to do with love? Or I couldn't fully,
I don't know.
I feel like that kind of has to do with, like, are the flowers the winter's choice? Like, how you said the winter might have been the narrator or the speaker of this, and the flowers could be the lover. And so, like, he kind of, like, chose her because she's heard his, like, cries, and maybe it wasn't about love. It could have just been about anything. Like, she, like, read him almost.
Yeah. Well, like, you know how there's people who, like, this sounds, like, weird, but, like, there's people who, like taking care of other people.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of an idea. Like,
yeah.
She heard,
or it's just, like, they had, they
like,
had, like, that initial connection.
Yeah. It's just interesting that it's, like, she hears it, not love's appeals to know. and that's separate, something separate from love.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, like, at, like, what point did she become something, like, separate from love? I mean, not love's appeals to no. Like, it's, he's not appealing to love. He didn't want love. He wanted her.
Mm.
So, like, yeah. Where is that different? Why does she fall short of being, like, love?
Love.
Yeah.
Okay.
That wraps up our EAH podcast.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to another EAH podcast with Mia Young,
Alex Aubin,
Ian Roy,
Sophia Papp,
and Anya Peters.
Catch
ya
later.
Cheers.
Daddy.